turn your attention to an issue that was brought to our attention by Stephen Lynott, who got in touch with us to talk about a rescue that two of his friends conducted yesterday afternoon in St Finian's Bay in the Glen in South Kerry. Stephen said he's been surfing for many years and at various times have had to rescue people from the water. But two individuals who were involved in a rescue yesterday are with me on the line. We have... this is, by the way, this is an area that does have high waves. It has also, you know, rip tides as well that are of a massive concern, shall we say, in relation to that. But that's the situation with regards to, you know, the swimmers that are out there and trying to save people and trying to make sure that people are safe when it comes to it. Keep your views and comments, and if you've ever swim there, then get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666. We've got Kevin O'Connor, who operates Valentia Island Sea Sport, and Garrett Guiry, who's a surfer from Renard. Kevin and Garrett, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning.
Morning.
Kevin, I'll start with you. First of all, listen, congratulations and well done for your actions yesterday, saving four children from a riptide. Tell me what happened, first of all. What time was this yesterday? And take up the story as to what happened.
I suppose we were in the water surfing and just noticed it was four kids kind of getting closer to there is a big, strong rip that runs out the right side of the beach. And I noticed they're getting closer to it. And I suppose you're kind of hyper aware of it because once you're in it, it's very difficult to get out because it's rocks, like sheer rocks on one side. And I suppose you're being dragged into it from the other side. And they just all got out, and I suppose panic ensues. And it's very difficult then to coordinate what you're doing to get out of it again. I suppose there is a really good video that Peter Conroy and Bernard Cal and Armada Hotel put up on how to identify a riptide. So I think if you don't know what you're looking for, you don't know it's there. And then you're in it and it's too late. And I think especially there, you know, inshore rescue from Bali is probably 25, 30 minutes away. You know, and once you get dragged out into the bay, it would be very difficult to get back in again, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Gareth, what happened? What did you see and when did you move and how difficult was it to deal with the conditions?
For myself and Kev were out the back surfing and... I was coming in after a wave and I looked over in the corner and I saw Kev in the middle of the rip with four young lads. I was like, oh, geez, sure, I'll just go over here and have a look. And Kev was trying to guide them out, you know, and they were trying to swim back against the rip and like tiring themselves out. So, you know, like, I guess that's down to education, really. They don't really know how to get out of a rip or what to do when they're in one in the first place.
Yeah.
So, myself and Kev just had a look at them and kind of just settled them down a bit. And we just took them one by one then out of the rift, just got them to hold on to our leash and just paddled them across back into the beach.
Yeah.
And yeah, landed them on the beach and that was it.
They were pretty exhausted, I imagine, after all that.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You could see, sure, look, there was one lad, Kev, had to go back out for at the end and like he was shivering and, yeah, shocked, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. And is that the element of it, Gareth? The swimming against the rip, that's how you tie yourself out. That's not the thing to do. That's where the real danger is.
That's exactly it, Jerry, yeah.
I think what was happening as well was you'd get the kids into the beach, but they go in so far and they get pulled back into the rip again because it was really pulling across the beach. So they got recycled in the rip maybe three times before we could... like get them back in, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and they're on flotation devices. You know, they're picking up old bodyboards or whatever they can inside in Lidl or Decathlon, and then going down to this beach, which is, you know, notoriously dangerous. And they're on these flotation devices, and it's just aiding to the danger of it. You know.
So yeah. What is it like to battle against a riptide, Gareth?
The best thing really is just to go with it and let it pull you out back and then you find your way back in. So, because there's no way you're swimming against that. So, yeah.
Yeah, you get exhausted pretty quickly. Kevin, what age were the kids
exactly.
around?
I'd say they were from 8 to 12 maybe.
Right.
I'd say they're that kind of it. Like, and then in fairness to them, they listened very well. Like when we were talking to them, lads, this is what we need to do. This is what we're going to do. And they listened very well. And, you know, that definitely helped the situation, you know?
Yeah. And look, thank God, all's well that ends well, and well done for your quick thinking. And you, look, the key thing is you've experience of the speech. And Kevin, it underlines again, wherever you're swimming, wherever you are, to be aware of signs, get advice, and
exactly,
especially
yes.
if it's somewhere you haven't swam before, so you know what you're dealing with and there's less surprise.
Exactly. I think Norman Moriarty put up some signs there maybe last year or the year before, but there's loads of safe beaches around, you know? That are lifeguarded. I know they're not lifeguarded currently, but there is a lot of lovely safe beaches around South Kerry that would be more ideal for a family situation, you know?
Yeah. Is the Glen primarily, it's a beautiful place, a lot of people love going there, Kim, but is the Glen primarily a place for surfers, perhaps, maybe, or more experienced elite swimmers? Would you say that's the scenario?
I suppose there is safe parts of the beach to swim on, but I think once you start getting pulled over towards the rip on the right, then it's very difficult to get yourself out of that situation if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. I can understand that. And you need to know what you're doing, Garrett, when you are out there because of the conditions.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for all sure. Right, well, you know, there's definitely, like, I guess, there needs to be more education on this, I guess, for kids in school within the area, you know, for anyone coming down. Just to pay attention to the signs when they see them on the beach. If you see there's dangerous currents and swimming is advised, you know, people need to take heed to that, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Kevin, you'd echo that. And you mentioned Councillor Moriarty had signs put up there from the council just warning about it. But sometimes people just, I guess, sometimes walk past them. There's more need to be done to make people aware of the riptide there and that this isn't the beach, just going for a nice handy dip.
I think so, yeah, definitely. Even just maybe advice on where to go, like if it was a sign up saying, you know, beach this way, 5 kilometres, much safer to swim, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah.
But I think you get caught up in the moment, you know, you arrive to a beach or just after starting their school holidays, I imagine, and they're just excited to be there. And, you know, there was a lady looking after them, and I apologised to her for how I spoke to her on the beach. But, I was just a bit of shock, I suppose.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's understandable. Yeah. And they were surprised as anybody else.
Yeah, yes, exactly, you know.
Yeah. Is it getting busier, Kevin? Swimming, sea swimming,
winter swimming
is more popular now. Is it getting busier?
Yeah, it's amazing, like, you know, but there is life-saving and swimming that goes on all around South Kerry. I know there's a course on the 27th on Valentia that week on life-saving and swimming as well. You know, they do operate all around the county. So it is easy to get involved and book your kids in for a week and you know, they become confident then, which will help them in the long run, I suppose.
Yeah. And that knowledge is effectively life-saving knowledge. It really is in the truest sense. We were talking yesterday about a rescue at Banna, or last week, and the element of people being told, look, when you're in trouble, float is the best thing you can do. Conserve your energy is the best thing you can do. And that again goes to what happened yesterday, same principles involved.
Exactly, yes. Like, there's a really good video that Bernard Cal and the Armada Hotel and Peter just brought out recently on the rip current and what to do. I would advise everyone, if you're listening, to look that up on Instagram and have a look at it. It's very, it's very informal.
Okay, guys. Well, look, thanks for talking to us about it in the program this morning and making us aware of that. And well done again for your work yesterday. That's brilliant stuff. That's Kevin O'Connor there and Garrett Geary, I should say, was on the line. Kevin from Valentia Island Sea Sports and Garrett Geary as well, who were out surfing there and went into quick action to avert disaster yesterday. We've more on the way.